Welcome to the WAFM 99 radio show. This is Oliver Sean, and we're on episode 3 of season 10. Today is our special In Conversation episode, and today we've got a very special guest whose name is Joseph Pagano. A lot of you might know Joseph Pagano because we've featured him a lot on our show, and he's a featured artist on several compilations on WOA International and WOA Records. And we've got great songs, including Joseph's tracks. So let me give you a lowdown on the breakthrough artists that we're introducing to everybody today. We're kicking off the show with a beautiful band called Karma Coda, featuring Beth Hirsch. And the song is called All For Love. Now, this is a very atmospheric kind of pop song, so it could be a great addition to, say, Goa Chill Out Zone, those kinds of compilations. It's also very mainstream pop at the same time. Check out Karma Coda with your song All For Love, kicking off episode 3 of the WAFM 99 radio show. Following Karma Coda, we've got Da Chameleon, and the song is called Bands, B-A-N-Z. He's talking about rubber bands, but the song is called Bands, and it's a very hip-hop rap song, but not very aggressive. It's very chilled out, very relaxed. I really, really like this track. So check out Da Chameleon coming in at number 2 today. And after that, of course, we've got Little Girls by Joseph Pagano. Now, this is one of my favorite songs by Joseph Pagano, who's a New Jersey native, who does a lot of pop rock, and he's now getting into Americana. So coming in at number 4 after Joseph Pagano is a song called If It Hadn't Been For Love. And this is a real kind of Americana folk bluesy song by an artist called Blind Joe. It's probably one of my favorite songs from today's show, so have a listen to this one. Really, really interesting artist. Very nice artist. And after Blind Joe, we've got Joseph Pagano coming back with his new song, More Friends in Heaven Than in Hell. Now, this is his new song coming in on the next season's Independent Number Ones compilation, so please check that song out. This is very Americana by Joseph Pagano. He usually does a lot of pop rock. That's his style, really. But as you'll hear in the interview today, you know, he's moving more towards Americana and even jazz. So have a listen to More Friends in Heaven Than in Hell. Very cool song by Joseph Pagano. And last but not least, a very interesting song by Tokyo Rosenthal. This is a song called Now I Believe There's a Devil. Now, this is very political, so if you're a Trump supporter, you might not want to listen to the song, because I do believe that he's singing about, the president of the United States. So have a listen to Tokyo Rosenthal, an American citizen, by the way, who's singing a song called Now I Believe There's a Devil. Great song to end the show on. Also, very Americana, very folk kind of song. Those are the songs coming up on today's episode. 6 breakthrough tracks, 5 amazing artists, and of course, one of those artists is joining us live in the studio. I hope you enjoy the show. Oliver Sean, signing out.
All the places we'll go to.
right, folks, I said I'm going to have a very special guest, and this is none other than Joseph Pagano. He's been a featured artist on the Independent Number Ones compilation. I featured him on my radio show, and his song is now playing across various stations in India and Dubai. And we have him right here on the WOA FM 99 radio show. Joseph, say hello.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for your support. Great to be here, Oliver.
So, Joseph, how does it feel, man? Your music's playing all over. This interview is going to be playing on commercial FM radio very soon. So how does it feel?
I'm so excited. You've really opened up so many doors for me, and I want to thank you for that. 2016 was an incredible year. I was able to figure out how to do a 21-show mini tour across three different states in the U.S.
Fantastic. Well, when did this tour happen?
Over the past year, I just wrapped it up in December of 2016. I did a couple of smaller events in January of 2017. But I learned so much on the road, from meeting fans to fine-tuning your performance to arranging music. It just really is a totally different skill set than recording in the studio.
It sure is. So is this the first tour you've done proper?
On this level, absolutely. And I had several where I had my full band with me. I had Craig Blyfer on the drums, who I've been playing with since high school, Rich Giancamilli on the saxophone, and Gary Evans on the bass. And the nice thing is you get this full sound, the stadium sound, these incredible harmonies, these wonderfully talented musicians.
So when's your next gig? Because I want to come and, you know, be right there in the front.
I love that question. In fact, we've had to turn down so many opportunities to play. We played at the Stone Pony in New Jersey. That's where Bruce Springsteen started out.
Wow.
Mexicali Live in Teaneck, the Bitter End in New York City. And since we had done very well on that tour, we're getting a lot more requests to go out and play. But the downside of that is it takes time out of your next creation that you want to do. So you've got a backlog of songs that I'm currently writing, and just started recording a new one. I'll have to give you an exclusive on it. It's called More Friends in Heaven Than Hell. I'll put it up on SoundCloud this week.
Okay.
And preview it for you guys.
So there's this one song of yours that I really like, and I'm going to play it on the show today. It's about the two little girls. Are you talking about your two daughters on that song?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And
that song wasn't meant to be professionally recorded.
Okay.
I was kicking around, and you know how songwriting goes, is you have what they call a hookbook. You have ideas, experiences, stories, things that come up, and you write down lyrics and melodies. And every now and then you get an idea that comes, and the whole thing comes out at once. The rhythm, the chord pattern, the lyrics. And this was back when my girls were toddlers. One was, I believe, one. The other was four. And I got this idea for the song, and the whole thing comes out. And I write it down in an instant. And what does a good musician try to do? You try to capture the idea, because you forget it pretty quickly if you don't. So I turn on the two track, and I'm really screwing this up pretty bad, Oliver. You know, I'm like, I had it. What's gone wrong, right?
Yeah.
So on the fourth try, it's coming out great.
Okay.
Everything's coming together. The rhythm, the lyrics, exactly how I heard it in my head. And halfway through the song, the door slams open, and the girls run in, interrupt the recording, and they ask me to order pizza for dinner. So I said, sure, no problem. You know, let me go order the pizza now. You can go now, so I can finish the song.
Cool.
And then they walked out, and I finished the song. And then I tried to re-record it, and it just didn't have the magic of that original. So I was able to splice it and keep in that song,
okay,
a part of that interruption. So I really love it. It's a very special song. And when I played on the tour, I actually took a soundbite of that and put it in a floor pedal.
Okay.
So I actually bring up the girls in the live performance of this. So one of my favorites.
On that note, we're going to play Joseph Pagano's, one of his songs. We're going to play several songs today from Joseph Pagano. But this is my favorite song. It's about his two little girls and where they interrupt him for pizza.
I've got this little girl. Her name is Julia. I've got this other little girl. Her name is Grace. I've got these little girls. Each has a pretty face. I've got these crazy little girls. They love to wreck the place. They like to run around the house and play their toys. They break so many things that you might even and think they're boys. They're smarter than they look, they're just like rugrats, very coy. No matter how small they get, they will always be my little bundles of joy. I've got these little, little girls who like to watch TV. I've got these little, little girls. They like to go out to eat. I've got these little, little girls. They love to eat grilled cheese. The small, the little, little girl. She loves to eat her peas. Sky. Things that happen in the world have lots of questions why. I just tell them how lucky they are to have each other and that will keep them fine.
I go get the pizza, or you have to.
No, I mean, go get to,
our food.
Or you could reach, watch Grace.
They run around the park and race to feed the ducks. And even though they're watch for yellow trucks. They fight to count the beetle cars as if it were for good luck. They eat like horses, but somehow they both still have very skinny butts. Got these little, little girls who love to make a mess. I've got these little, little girls who love to wear a dress. I've got these little, little girls. They never seem to rest. I've got these little, little gals, and they're the very best.
I never would have hitchhiked to Birmingham if it hadn't been for love. Never would have called the train to Louisiana if it hadn't been for love. Never would have run through the blinding rain without $1 to my name if it hadn't been, if it hadn't been for love. Never would have seen the trouble that I'm in if it hadn't been for love. Would have been gone like a wayward wind if it hadn't been for love. Nobody knows it better than me. I wouldn't be wishing I was free. Four cold walls,
And now we come to my favorite part of the interview, which is the rapid fire questions. So Joseph, are you ready?
I am ready, Oliver.
All right, here we go. So when did you first start singing?
I think I started singing before I started talking.
Oh, so, great.
I'm still working on it.
What did your family do to encourage you? Or did they encourage you?
They did. And my dad, he's still playing. He's in his 80s. And he's a jazz and country picker style. And he would always have instruments in the house. And sometimes to his detriment, he didn't realize as toddlers we were going to go as he was at work and open up his Gretsch Country Gentleman.
Yeah.
Gibson Hummingbird start slapping that around the house. But we had exposure to the instruments. He had some of the first PV tube amps ever made.
Oh, yeah.
And we got to fiddle with them quite a bit. And he would show us some chords and lessons here and play the theme to the Munsters television show.
Okay.
You know, da 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 da. That was one of the first things I learned. So always encouraged us very, very early on and was generous with these, relics of instruments with little kids having access to them.
And who else in your family sings aside from your dad?
Well, I'm really the main instrumentalist, and I sang because of lack of alternatives. You know, you're in bands, and sometimes people don't show up, and you end up playing different instruments and learning how to sing. But my nieces and nephews are very musical. My daughter, who's my creative director, is into the engineering side. I'm actually taking her to the Grammys later this week.
Oh, great. So who are your musical inspirations?
You know, I've had quite a few inspirations. Early on, it was growing up listening to the Beatles and really wearing out the vinyl. And then, of course, Elton John was coming of age at that time. The Stones, Steve Miller, AC/DC, Judas Priest, Pink Floyd, Nirvana, those types. And then later on, it was the softer kind of style, the Suzanne Vegas, the Sarah McLachlan's, and then Doc Watson, right? The really roots type of style, Pete Seeger. And then as Nirvana came out with their Unplugged MTV show, I learned about Lead Belly and the song Where Did You Sleep Last Night.
Okay.
And it's just a phenomenal rootsy song that really was at the start of the invention of rock and roll and the transition from jazz into rock.
Yeah.
And in the tour, I was getting requests. You know, I would play a little bit of it warming up and people would say, oh no, you got to do that song. And I researched it and I actually found some new lyrics that Nirvana and Kurt Cobain didn't have in their version. So I was able to add those in. And, you know, has been a real influence on my live playing as well as some songwriting going forward. But if I had to pick one, I'd say Pink Floyd, David Gilmour probably had the most in inspiring me and how I write and think about performance and art and creativity.
You know, I think it's wonderful when, you know, artists tell me about their inspirations and it's all these legendary artists, you know, that it's a great base to have for a musician. And I wish the younger musicians who come out, I wish they had, their fundamentals in these kinds of artists, you know, listening to these kinds of artists, because unfortunately, most of them just listen to whatever crap is playing on the radio, you know.
That's right. And it's a very, very limited set of music and art.
Exactly.
Some of it's very tasteful, but I think what young musicians should be thinking about is get a breadth of experience and, you know, listen to as much music and variety as you can.
Absolutely.
Because it's going to make you a better musician. You're going to discover things. And with the internet today, it's amazing how you can discover new things that you didn't even know existed.
So what kind of music do you listen to today?
You know, I've been listening lately to Sarah Jarosz, the Avett Brothers, a lot of Adele, even Mike Posner.
Okay.
Mike somehow followed me on Twitter. It's amazing. Like, you get out there and sometimes you have fans that are superstars and they follow you on Twitter and it just happens like that. And they interact with you and it's just amazing. So he said, hey, let me listen to some of Mike's stuff.
Yeah.
And again, it's an endless discovery process. But
that's true. You know, as a kid, when I was in high school and I had this band and my favorite song was Two Princes. Do you remember that by Spin Doctors?
Yep.
And you know, I used to just love these guys. And of course, you know, they broke up and everything. But then all of a sudden, the singer, I forget his name, he started following me on Twitter. And I'm like, holy crap, that was one of my favorite singers as a kid, you know. It was so
good.
You're
like little old me, you know. Is it an assistant doing that, or is it really, you know, the artist? Yeah. But it's pretty exciting.
It is exciting, yeah.
You know how it is, Oliver, when you meet people that have been so successful.
Yeah.
By and large, they're very humble and simple people, and appreciate, you know, the little things in life. And, you know, it's just been fantastic exercising the creative side over the last couple of years.
And so Joseph, what embarrassing song would I find if I found your MP3 player or your iPhone?
Oh, boy, I probably have hundreds.
be very careful, because, you know, everyone's going to know now. So tell me what's...
You know, hey, Nikki, you're so fine, you know.
No way!
cheesy hits from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Okay. But let's say they're a character building, you know, listening to some of that.
Cool. And where would you most like to perform?
You know, I would like to extend the small bar, like the dive bar tour. I know Lady Gaga's on a dive bar tour, and she went and played on the Bitter End roof, and I'd like to get out, because those smaller shows are so intimate, and that's really where you get to have conversations and learn from other musicians in the area. Not only opportunities to co-create and collaborate, but electronic setups, acoustic setups, arrangements, getting the audience to jump up there with you. So I definitely want to go research out some of the smaller music venues in the region. And then I wouldn't mind, you know, some of the larger shows just give you a good experience. And, you know, working on these incredible concert sound stages is pretty thrilling. So I'll be looking perhaps to play some of the larger venues, maybe open up for some other acts as we look into the next couple of years.
And that was my next question. Who would you most like to open for?
Oh, boy. You first.
All right.
Talk about me.
Cool. You know what? Just come on the festival, man. Come to the festival, and we're going to get you on those massive stages.
It'll be great. It looks phenomenal. But, you know, we'll see down the road what opportunities can come up. But, you know, I have so many bands that I adore, whether it's Coldplay or, you know, many of these other acts out there. Cool. I just I go to their shows and learn from them every time. And, you know, the dream someday would be open up for those international acts at some point.
Excellent, man. And if you weren't singing, what would you be doing?
Playing the guitar.
No, if you're not doing music, what would you be doing?
Oh,
make
not
it tough
doing
for
music.
You. Yeah.
I like to read. I like to travel. I've been around the world a few times to something like 18 countries.
Wow.
And just, you know, meet people and share my experiences.
Cool.
And, you know, I've gotten into technology quite a bit, so I'm kind of a gadget guy. I love to figure out how technology can help improve the world.
So you could be like a travel blogger.
Yeah, I guess that would be in my future at some point, Oliver.
And do you play any other instruments aside from... I know you play the keyboards. I know you play the guitar. What else do you play?
You know, I've been a little bit like, you know, picking up anything because you hear the sound and just learning it on the spot. And I think Prince was my inspiration.
Oh, man, absolutely.
What a brilliant guy in life, in impact he's had, and changed the way people think and create. But I've got this purple tuxedo vest I'm wearing in honor of him to the Grammys.
Oh, wow, excellent.
But I've picked up, you know, in the spirit of Prince, I just played the bass. I have a Geddy Lee bass that I just played on this More Friends in Heaven Than Hell. Just picked up a banjo, and it's still in the box, but I'm going to record. I'm going to learn it.
Okay.
To the degree it'll sound good enough to record, so I'm going to do that. Play the mandolin.
What about the ukulele?
I played the uke,
Great, cool.
Different percussion things, and I love to explore different instruments and sounds. I even built a little cigar box amp.
Nice,
I want to get on the next record.
Very good.
Which was great. I had to learn how to solder and stuff, but it sounds great. It's a 2.5 watt amp, and it sounds as good as some of the amps that run in the thousands.
Wow, excellent. If you could dabble in another genre of music, what would it be?
Yeah, you know, I'm gravitating towards Americana. Maybe that's even gravitating towards alternative Americana.
What's the genre of music you just can't stand?
Oh, boy. I like most everything.
Good.
So I don't know that I can't stand. Opera is something that I love. I had an opera singer that lived across the street from me a few years ago, and used to hear her practice. And I actually had that genre grow on me after hearing her.
What hidden talents do you have?
I don't know if I have any talents at all.
Come on, you just made a cigar box amp. That's a hidden talent right there.
I would say perseverance.
So, Joseph, what else can we expect from you in the future?
Yeah, so in the near future, I'm starting to finalize the first few songs to begin recording for the next EP. Okay. Some of those we'll do with the full band format, so I'm still arranging those parts, and we'll work with the full band on that. And some I'm just going to do in the studio. So I will be starting to record the second and third songs over the next couple weeks. I got through the first version of the More Friends in Heaven Than in Hell song. And so look out on the different links that I've put out there, and the website, josephpagano.band, and the Facebook sites and so on.
Yep.
And I will keep folks up to date. But look out for some new music.
Excellent.
Look out for some streams from the Grammys and some photos from there.
Beautiful.
And as always, feel free to reach out. I love hearing from fans and folks. And I do take requests both as I'm trying to write some new things as well as for when I go out and play on the road.
Excellent. So, Joseph, just before you go, tell us all the links that fans can get you on.
You know, the main link is josephpagano.band.
Yeah.
That is my main web. And from there, you can sign up to the mailing list and you can get around to buying the songs or streaming the songs
right.
at different places. And then Reverb Nation can find me out there. Of course, on Twitter, Joseph Pagano, JSP.
It's been fantastic having you on the show. And
it's been an honor. It's been an honor.
Thanks, man. And can't wait to have your brand new. You better send me that brand new song of yours because we want to play it on the show.
I would love to, Oliver. It's been great catching up with you and
yeah.
look forward to staying in touch and seeing you when you come to the States.
I'll talk to you soon. Cheers. Have a great day.
All right. Cheers. You too.
I got more friends in heaven than in hell. I got more friends in heaven than in hell. I got more friends in heaven since I have learned my lesson. Now I got more friends in heaven than in hell. This jail cell is getting pretty old. You know this jail cell is just so plain and cold. I'm surrounded by the devil, so I play Christian heavy metal. Now I got more friends in heaven than in hell.
There's a hill without a soul and he's filled with hate. See pure evil in his eyes, but don't look away. It's a nightmare we've awoken to today. Now I believe there's a devil. Now I believe it's true. Is it possible to gamble with the values we pursue? We have to regain our views. We won't be trampled. Do you really fully get what you've traded for? He's so shallow, goes down low as you try, but can't block the door. To undo his spell and return the beat of our hearts, we must not recognize, but reorganize our rightful control of the law. Now I believe there's a devil. Believe he's gonna take us straight to hell. Equality's no longer level, and your choice is gone as well. If you want it back, you must yell. We won't be trampled.
No se pisoteado.